Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So can I tell you a quick story?
Yes.
So we're on a brief hiatus from tour, and Thomas just saw the Boston show. He saw Joey and I live for the first time. And Joey, he goes, you know, you and Joey, you're so good off the cuff. You bounce off each other so well. And I can't believe you're not scripted. You guys should do like a comedy act where you guys just tell stories. And like, your stories are so funny. And you just like tell jokes and you just talk with each other. And I went, my love, we have a podcast. And we do something along the lines of what you just said.
But thank you so much. What a lovely compliment.
Hello, down bitches, new listeners and drag-alongs alike, and welcome to I Think Not. My name is Ellen Marsh.
And I'm Suzanne Summers.
You all, before he just said those words, I'm sure our brilliant editor edited it out. He just burped. You all do not understand the working conditions in which I live under at all times. You all think he's so cute, and he's gay, and he's all curly, and is what? He is a disgusting boy.
I mean, what am I going to say? I am.
Welcome to I Think Not. We're here fresh off our second leg of our live show tour. You all, we are still coming to a city near you. I don't know what those cities are. Tell them, Joey.
Well, by the time you hear this, we will have played Seattle and Los Angeles, but we're also headed to Chicago, Dallas, Orlando. I feel like there's one more in there.
No, it's because we had to cancel the Raleigh show. But we'll come back at you, Raleigh. So we still
will
have a few opportunities to see us live. You all, before we get to the episode, I just gotta say, DC, Atlanta, Indianapolis, St. Louis, Boston, I can say with certainty and confidence, we have the best listeners.
We really do. We're so lucky. And also, I just love at the end of the night, everyone hugging and kissing, and people bring us gifts. It's just, and please, you are not obligated to bring us anything. Just give me a kiss. But it is so lovely, and it's just like the perfect cherry on top of the sundae.
I know. It's wonderful. I always sit on the plane and read all of your sweet cards. I save every single one of them. I have new little additions to my office. It is wonderful. If you came to see us live, thank you so much. We are filled with love. It's amazing. We are just smiling. We are riding high off the down bitch and drag along love. We had some hilarious drag alongs this year.
I got a good old mama hug from someone who was like, you look like you need a hug from a mama. And she gave me the best hug. It was so cute. So keep them coming. I'll take all the mama hugs.
We are so lucky. But back here on your general feed, we are still covering the true crime that is a true crime. And that is Who the Bleep Did I Marry? You can find it on Discovery Plus. I don't know, maybe YouTube or something. It is absolutely wild.
Yes.
Well, let's get started, shall we? Season 3, Episode 5, Houston, We Have a Marital Problem.
When Katie Wilson married Thad Roberts, she thought the stars had aligned.
We were very much in love.
But for Katie's ambitious husband,
she was very excited that he was going to become an astronaut.
That dream would come crashing down to Earth.
I was in shock. I didn't know what to think.
Well, I think this was probably the most significant theft that NASA had ever experienced.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem.
Well, our subject today is Katie Wilson, who does not spell it K-A-T-I-E, but K-A-Y-D-E-E. I just added an extra E, sorry. But in the words of Chris from Miss Saigon,
why? Why? Why would you take a perfectly functional name like Katie and be like, you know what this needs? Some silent letters. We need some silent letters. You have turned a sweet, simple, pretty American name into something that, I don't know, it sounds like an off-brand MaxiPad company or something like that.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start spelling my name from J-O-E-Y to J-O-W-H-E-E. So when people are like, hey, Joey.
Their parents were like, you know what? It's a name. It's also a riddle. That's fun.
Spell it phonetically. Anyway, Katie grew up in Salt Lake City, and she says she was a big nerd in high school. And I'm like, weren't we all?
I know. Who wasn't a nerd, especially in the 90s? We were all going through something.
Paris Hilton wasn't a nerd.
Well, okay, fair enough. And in 1994, she was entering her senior year, and all of a sudden, this really handsome guy started paying her attention. And that guy's name, here we go, is Thad. Not Tad, Thad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Is that a family name? Is it a misspelling? Did someone write in cursive? What is Thad?
I don't know. My name's not Clarissa. I can't explain it all, okay? I don't know what's happening here, but it's fine. And, you know, for Katie, it was a big deal because she said, look, I was a nerd in high school. I didn't like the way I looked. I didn't go on a lot of dates. And so all of a sudden, this hot guy is giving me attention and he takes me out on a date. It felt really good.
Joey, guess who's back?
Who?
Function Health. What is Function Health, you may ask? I am here to tell you. It is the only health platform that's going to give you access to the data most people never see. I love secrets. I love knowing the secrets. And Function Health is going to tell you the secrets about the stuff that's going on inside your body.
It's true. You can test over 160 biomarkers from heart and hormones to toxins, inflammation, and stress. You can also access multi-region MRI and CT scans. All of that is tracked in one secure place over time. And it gives all of us an enhanced view of what is happening in our bodies.
And I'd like to talk to the ladies for a minute, if I may. Ladies, our bodies are biologically wired for reproductive protection. They just are. And we deal with a lot. We deal with monthly hormone fluctuations, and that's not the setup for a joke, because we got estrogen and progesterone, and we just have a lot of sensitivities to things. Our food, we have caloric restrictions, we have different stressors. It is hard out here being a woman. And there are a lot of things that go on with the food that we eat and our cortisol levels, our stored energy. All I'm saying is Function is just a peek as to what is going on inside your body. It kind of feels like a cheat sheet. It's the kind of information that regular doctors don't have readily available.
I will tell you, Function Health has been a game changer for us, and I think it'll be a game changer for you too. So learn more and join using our link.
Visit www.functionhealth.com/I think not and find out what's going on inside your body. I have so many questions. So Katie tells us they had a lot in common. They were both part of the LDS church. And then she says this.
He was the older child in his family and I was the younger child. And so neither of us really got a lot of attention in our families.
Who's getting all the attention? If it's not the older child and it's not the, how many kids are in the middle and who's getting, you're the third. Did you get all the attention?
I demanded attention, as Janet would have said. I demanded attention because when I asked her if I was a spoiled brat, she said, yes. I'm like, wow, you really had to think about that. Yeah, there was no world in which I was not going to get attention.
I can see that. I was the oldest child and the best child. My mom will attest. Let's ask her.
Hello?
Hi, mommy.
Hi, daughter. How are you?
Good. You're on the radio.
I'm on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
I just have a quick question. Which child got the most attention?
You guys, you're always putting me on the spot. Which child got the most attention? I don't know. Joe?
Yeah.
Because he was the baby?
Yeah. See, Joe the baby. But who was your best child?
Uh-oh. Here we go again.
Uh-huh.
You want me to say you, right?
Mom, be for real. Be for real for 5 seconds. Who was the best child? I never snuck out. I never drank. I never did drugs. I sang and danced. I entertained you.
Yeah, it's true. You did all of those things. But the boys had other qualities that, you know.
Mom, they don't listen. They don't listen. It's fine.
drag her.
Do their set. They've grown into such fabulous sons and wonderful adults. I knew they had the potential.
Okay. Bye. Anyway, I was the best child. We also see pictures. I guess it's a prom of Thad and Katie. Now, her bangs, these are not even broccoli bangs. Did you see those bangs?
Yeah, I don't even know how to describe them. It's like a Cancun wave.
They had altitude. They had gravitas. Yeah. Those bangs were a situation.
Yeah, it's like every part of her body was on planet Earth, but her bangs were defying gravity somewhere on Uranus.
I don't understand the physics, but they were remarkable. And they were a cute couple. They were adorable.
Well, this relationship blossomed very quickly, and Katie's sister Trudy says,
Katie was head over heels for Thad. He's really good at, you know, you're beautiful, I love you, you're wonderful. She fell madly in love with him.
Yeah, these two had it bad for each other. He really doted on her and told her how beautiful mm-hmm. she was at a time where she didn't feel all that beautiful. So, you know, very quickly, they're headed toward marriage. But in the summer of 1996, Thad left for his 2-year mission trip. Now, for those of you who have not listened to The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives or heard us talk about this, it is part of LDS culture that every young person, when they graduate high school, at some point, I want to say like between 18 and 22, go on a 2-year mission where you spread the good news of Joseph Smith. Now, our dear friend Paul Kanan, who is a former Mormon and raging homosexual.
A foreman.
Yep, a foreman, told me once that he went on his Mormon trip to Mexico and that every day for 2 years he would hop on a bike and there was a dog in the neighborhood that would chase him the entire time. And I can only imagine Paul's little gay ass cycling for his life like the witch in The Wizard of Oz, just with fucking Toto biting at his ankle.
So obviously they were together and then he's like, hey, wait for me. Okay. And they're sad, but they knew they were going to end up together. But still, 2 years, that's a really long time to wait. I don't know if things have changed, but you don't really get to call home. You can write letters, but I think you get to call home on like Mother's Day and Christmas or something. Because, you know, your focus should be whatever it is you're doing on your mission. But Katie, she's like, listen, I got these extra E's in my name. And E stands for everything's going to come up roses. I don't know. And so she waited for him.
Yeah, she did. And so the night Thad leaves and he's like, I got to head to the airport, but I wrote you this here letter. And she's like, oh my God, he wrote me a goodbye mm-hmm. letter. I'm going to get a box of Kleenex. I'm going to put on my Snuggie and I'm going to play some Sarah McLachlan, Building a Mystery. And I'm going to read this and cry. It's going to be beautiful. Y'all, she opens up this letter and it says, if you're reading this, you've been ransacked. I'm sorry. I had to. Hi, Mom.
But he still loves America. Yeah.
She opens up the envelope, reads the letter, and it says, hey, I'm gonna miss you. Just so you know, there's a girl in my English class whose back I really was trying to blow out for a while, and I just wanted you to know. Be blessed.
Katie was devastated, and she wondered why Thad had chosen to confess in a letter.
He had called me on the phone when he landed from the airport, and I was just crying, and he just didn't understand why I was hurt.
And he was like, whoa, crazy pants. What are you so upset about? That was just a confession. Wow, you sound insane. I just wanted to be honest with you. This woman is there a prize for the most understanding woman in the world? If there is, engrave it and send it to Katie. Be sure you spell it right. Because she was like, all right, thank you for being honest.
Yeah, Katie was like, after reading the letter and then getting off the phone call, I felt relieved because he was just being transparent. He didn't want us to have secrets. And I was like, that was your takeaway?
Yeah.
I'm not here to judge, but okay, I'm judging a little bit.
Katie and I, our brains work a little bit different, but you're beautiful, Katie. So 2 years pass, just like that. When he got home, he did exactly what he said he was going to do, and that was propose. And they got married, and she said she felt like a princess. Now, I feel like I've seen all Disney
movies or any movies that have princesses involved. Lola went through a big princess phase. Which movie is it that the Mormon prince asks out another woman, then tells his beloved in a letter, and then she waits 2 years and they get married anyway? Did that go straight to DVD?
Well, I know there's The Princess and the Frog. This sounds more like The Princess and the Shithead. I don't know. It doesn't exactly roll off the tongue easily. It's not, you know, not a summer blockbuster, but...
That didn't go past the pitch.
No.
This is called The Princess and the Shithead. You guys? You guys? I'm not done. Okay.
So they eventually somehow figured it out, and Katie felt comfortable moving forward. Now, Thad had studied science and geology, which Katie eventually became interested in, too.
Wait, he triple majored in geophysics, physics, and geology. Triple majored. I mean, I triple majored, too.
In what?
Singing, dancing, and acting.
Oh, yes. Well, I have an honorary degree from Harvard.
What's yours in?
It's in navigation.
Well, what do you navigate?
Grindr. And it is not easy, y'all. You need a PhD to figure out how these bottoms work, because they're going every which way except straight to church, which is where they belong. Anyway, they eventually started their own rock collection.
And frequently, Thad would add new, notable items to their shelves.
Thad was a volunteer up at the museum, and he would bring home specimens from the museum and say that the professors, that they liked him so much that they would just give him specimens that we could add to our collection.
You know, very sexy stuff. You know, nothing says eat my ass like a shiny piece of limestone.
Yeah, that's the traditional gay gift.
Yes.
Let me eat your ass, and here's a opal. I don't know. What's a rock? I don't know.
Can you imagine? What's up? Do you have poppers? One more thing. Do you have limestone? Great. I'll be over in 10 minutes. Very strange things. But listen, there's a lid for every pot.
Well, Thad had been working at a museum, and he would come home to Katie, and he was like, it's the craziest thing. They love me so much at that museum, they just keep giving me these rocks. How cool is that? And that'll be important later.
Yeah, that's a red flag number one. Because imagine me being like, oh, hey, y'all, I got a job at the Louvre, and they love me so much, they gave me this here Mona Lisa to hang over our breakfast nook. Isn't that so nice? Look at that. You could have your eggs, Florentine, and look at that smile. It's just beautiful. Just beaming at you every morning. What a blessing.
She's not really smiling. She's really looking at you like she knows you're a cunt and you know you're a cunt, but you're not going to say anything. She's got a really judgy smile.
She looks like she's smelling a fart.
Joey, quick question. Have you ever been to therapy?
Many times, and I recommend that all of you call your therapist. Call him today.
Well, this is an ad by BetterHelp.
Listen, I have no problems. I haven't been through anything this year. I don't know about you. Everything is fine. But in case something goes awry, I have the benefits of therapy, because therapy is a great way to keep me from becoming overwhelmed by life.
Speaking about overwhelmed, you know, the internet is full of information. They're like, take a cold plunge, write a gratitude journal, turn off your screens. There is so much overload about mental health and wellness. But you know what really works? Just talking to someone, using live therapists that really understand your needs. And that is where BetterHelp comes in clutch.
Yeah. Listen, all jokes aside, we both have been through a lot this year, and it never ceases to amaze me how incredible the benefits of therapy are. Just with coping skills, how to set boundaries, therapy empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and isn't just for people who have experienced major trauma in their life. You can put therapy to use in everyday life.
And BetterHelp really works. You all know it is so convenient. You can do it from the privacy of your home. They have over 1.7 million client reviews, and they have an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 stars for their live sessions. They have over 30,000 therapists, but they really try and target exactly what you're looking for, because we've all got problems, and they're all different kinds of problems. BetterHelp gets that.
And as the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise.
Talk it out with BetterHelp.
Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/I think not.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/I think not. Sing the song for them one more time, just in case they missed it.
Don't make me sing. Call your therapist, call him today.
So she was like, oh my gosh, this guy is so amazing. He's so smart. We have the best rock collection on the block. But Katie was still insecure. We all have our own insecurities. But this is what her prince would tell her.
You know, I wish you could lose weight. I want you to dress differently. It hurt and it made me want to try to be a different person. But at the same time, I was in love with him.
That is so sweet. That is what every woman wants to hear. I love you, but change.
Yeah, no, I missed that Disney movie too. It's just so fucking rude because no one deserves that. And if some man was trying to change me, I'd be like, oh, okay, you know what? You go take a nap and I'm going to change while you nap. And what I mean by change is I'm going to make some hot grits like I'm about to eat it. And I'm going to pour that shit over your head while you sleep.
But Katie is not like you or I. Katie was like, I love you so much, let me get a thigh master. You know, she's like, okay.
You really dated yourself with that reference.
Well, it was in the late 90s. I feel like I was actually right on par, right?
Good point.
The thigh master, late 90s?
You know, I would like to apologize for criticizing my sister over here when she's got bigger fish to fry. Listen, I want you to know, I love your references are from the 90s, and so is your blouse. I loved you as an extra on Blossom. It's very cute. I'm just kidding.
I love how I'm an extra. I don't even have an under five or a co-star credit. I'm an extra?
The sun is gonna surely shine.
So it's the turn of the century. It's May 2000, and Thad got this internship with NASA for aspiring astronauts, and he has to work four semesters, or he has to be down there for four semesters in Texas. I assume it's in Houston.
It is in Houston, and you have to do one semester a year, four times, right? Okay, so that meant that they were going to have to be doing long distance. And Kaylee obviously didn't want to be away from her husband, but she was excited for him, right? She was cheerleading him. And Thad's goal was to be one of the first astronauts to go to Mars. And I was like, from the way it sounds, he's been living on Mars for a long time because he is in outer space.
Exactly. So he went down to Texas fall of that year. Katie stayed in Utah. And his first semester went really well. And then after his second semester, he said, hey, I love space. And I love Mars, and I love you, but I also met another woman. She was an intern at NASA. But listen, Katie, we can still be together, okay? I love you. I just want you to lose weight, maybe, you know, go to the gym, get a job, go back to school, get some hobbies, change the way you dress, look a little cuter, give me more BJs. If you could do that, I wouldn't have to go looking for these other women.
What a piece of shit. And you know what? Katie's sister says,
he just was so controlling that I felt this was another way for Thad to control Katie, to say, see, look, I can leave you fast.
And as this story progresses, we'll hear it even more. But really, even up to now, this man was constantly testing her boundaries, constantly really preying on her insecurity. It's really a sick game that you're playing with someone's emotions. And eventually, this led to Thad moving out. They're separated, which means they can date whoever they want. And at this point, Katie was like, you know who I need to date is me. I need to figure out who I am, what I like. She goes back to school. She starts working out. She's making friends. Essentially, she's starting to create a life that doesn't include Thad. And the minute she does that, that is when Thad takes notice, because he was like, oh, I thought you couldn't live without me. And now I see you are living without me. I have to figure out how to weasel my way back in.
Exactly. Which, good on you, Katie. I don't care how you spell your name. So she comes home one day to her house and he's there. And there's like rose petals everywhere, which I do not understand why people do that. Like, rose petals on the bed, which is what they were doing in the reenactment. Well, if I were to see rose petals on the bed, if I were to come home and there would be, you know, scattered all over, I'd be like, well, that's unusable. What am I supposed to? No one ever thinks of the logistics.
No.
The logistics of the rose petals on the bed, because that's not romantic. That's a chore. That's something that needs to be fixed, because it's like, hello, how are you? I love you. Look at you. You went to the gym. Now I'm going to scatter the inside of my lawn bag all over this nice duvet. Absolutely not. You spent $40 to decorate this bed. You look at it for a minute and a half, and then you got to strip the sheets because it looks like a goddamn botanical crime scene. No, it's not romantic.
Not botanical crime scene.
That's something I
clean.
Listen, I'm way more simple, okay? I don't need rose petals. I don't need candles aflame everywhere. Make me a bowl of Honey Nut Bunches of Oats with almonds and rub my feet. That is the quickest way to my heart.
Rub the feet.
Well, for Katie, she was, you know, bombarded with all of this. And that is basically like, you know, you're the one that I want. Ooh, 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 honey, you're the one that I want. And she's like, look, I really want to make this work. But you hurt me, and I need you to know, if you cheat on me again, I will file for divorce. Baby, take it from me, your daddy Joey. Do not give a man a second opportunity to cheat on you, because they will!
And that's all I have to say about that. I recognize that a lot of people need to shut up, and I'm not very good at that, unfortunately. But in this instance, I'm goina, because I love you.
By the spring of 2002, Katie Wilson was sure her marriage to Thad Roberts was on the mend. And when she sent him off for his third tour at NASA, Katie was in good spirits.
The third time he went to Houston, things were really good.
And he's like, no, baby, I'm not gonna cheat. I swear. That shouldn't even be a conversation.
Y'all, listen to your intuition. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard, and I know there's a million reasons why we stay. Codependency, we're scared to be alone. There's so many reasons why people stay, and I'm not judging you for it. But that anxiety,
yeah.
And you know, Ellen, that anxiety, once you've been cheated on, it doesn't go away. It's always there. And you have to ask yourself, can I live with this? And maybe there's a world where it gets smaller, maybe it diminishes, but it will always be there. And it is not worth your mental health, because you will be doing gymnastics in your brain with a sprained ankle.
Yeah. And you shouldn't have to ask someone not to cheat on you.
Yeah.
Because you're not asking too much. You're just asking the wrong person.
Yep.
Because that really shouldn't be a conversation. Once you have committed, and there are people out there with all kinds of relationships, love that for you. But if you are in a committed relationship, you shouldn't have to ask your partner that.
No, no.
Joey, guess what?
What?
Hungry Root is back. You all, one of my biggest stresses is cooking. I don't like it. It stresses me out. It causes me anxiety. But Hungry Root was like, imagine if you had a week of meals already decided for you with your personal options. Imagine how nice that would be. And I'm like, okay, I can handle that.
Y'all, Hungry Root has over 15,000 recipes to choose from every week. Many of them are ready in just 15 minutes or less. So that means that you can find options for all of your family's tastes and nutritional goals, and it means you're not sweating it out in the kitchen for 3 hours.
That's right, and we know everyone has different tastes. You might be gluten-free or dairy-free, or you might want high protein. Maybe you're focused on gut health. Whatever you need, Hungry Root is there for you, and they're gonna help you out.
And thank goodness, Hungry Root holds its ingredients to high standards. They avoid over 200 additives like high fructose corn syrup, preservatives, and artificial sweeteners. They use quality ingredients so you can feel good about what you're eating.
And you all know I love to pass off Hungry Root meals as my own. Just last week, I made a creamy chicken and bell pepper Alfredo. My daughter didn't know Hungry Root helped me out, but it was delicious.
So take advantage of this exclusive offer. For a limited time, get 40% off your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life.
Go to HungryRoot.com/ITHINKNOT and use code ITHINKNOT.
That's HungryRoot.com/ITHINKNOT, code ITHINKNOT, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life.
HungryRoot.com/ITHINKNOT, code ITHINKNOT, 40% off.
I love a deal.
Many percents.
Joey, guess who's back?
Who?
Blissy pillowcases. You all, I wish I always have had a Blissy pillowcase in my life, because I used to have satin pillows. I had no idea that satin is not good. Blissy pillowcases are silk. It is a game changer.
And most people don't know that a pillowcase could be the reason why your skin has blemishes or why your hair is breaking. There's so many benefits to sleeping on one of Blissy's mulberry silk pillowcases.
It's gonna eliminate frizz. It's also gonna protect color-treated hair.
And the mulberry silk, unlike cotton, is clinically proven to not clog pores. Not to mention, silk is just naturally hydrating. It's going to keep that skin moisturized all night, and it's antibacterial and hypoallergenic. How have I not known this my entire life? I'm sleeping on satin when silk was right there at my fingertips.
Also, Blissy's pillowcases are easy to care for. They're machine washable. There's over 99 colors, including a new Wicked line. Okay, no thank you. They really are a game changer in bedding.
I love my Blissy pillowcases, and I have given them away as gifts so many times. And because you're a listener, Blissy is offering 60 nights risk-free, plus an additional 30% off when you shop at blissy.com/ithinknotpod.
That's blissy.com/ithinknotpod, and use code ithinknotpod to get an additional 30% off.
Your skin and hair will thank you. And so will your friends if you get them as gifts. Trust me, I do it all the time. There it is.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
So Katie is planning a trip down to NASA. She wants to go down there for the 4th of July holiday, and she's actually really excited. Not many people get to go to NASA, I guess. She's really excited to see everything, and one of his mentors has actually invited to bring Katie to his lab, or laboratory, as they say in England. You're welcome, everyone, for the translation. And his name was Dr. Everett Gibson.
Well, Dr. Gibson is like, you know what, Katie? I like you. I want to show you my lab, which sounds like the beginning of a porn, but it's not here. So they go to the lab. Come up to the lab. Deep cut. Why? The ADHD is strong today. And Dr. Gibson says, hey, y'all, you, because I like you so much and you're so charismatic about rocks, I've got these moon rocks I've collected. And go ahead and slide them under this here microscope and enjoy. Well, Thad lit up like a Christmas tree because this was the coolest thing he'd ever seen. It scratched every itch in his nerd geologist brain.
And so they're looking at these rocks and they're like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. What an experience. We're looking at the piece of the moon. Aren't we lucky to be doing this? What do you say we steal them and sell them? And Katie's like, ha ha, that would be so funny. Okay.
Following their visit, Katie and Thad's relationship seems stronger than ever. So later that month, when Thad returned home from his third tour and started acting withdrawn and secretive again, Katie was beyond frustrated.
He's not giving her a lot of attention, acting a little cagey, staying out late. And, you know, Katie's like, listen, I had dinner ready. He'd always have an excuse for staying out late. Oh, I was studying. One of the excuses he gave on one of the nights that he stayed out late was, I was stargazing.
Honey, would you like to gaze at some divorce papers? Because I could make that happen.
Do what makes you happy. If stargazing makes you happy, but to me, that sounds like a very boring activity. Like, oh, let's go out in the middle of the night and lay in wet grass that smells a little bit like golden retriever urine, and let's stare at a bunch of little dots from a million miles away. No. That doesn't sound like fun to me, especially solo. It's not like you look at the stars for 30 seconds and then you go to second base. Like, you're just stargazing. First of all, they don't change. They're always the same stars. What are you doing? Stargazing?
It sounds like you've just wrecked somebody's plans who was listening to this episode right now. They were like, well, I guess I won't be gazing at the stars tonight. I thought I was going to, but I don't want to smell like Labrador pee. Very specific smell.
Do you know that that's what Brian Koberger said he was doing the night of the Idaho 4 tragedy? He was stargazing. I don't know.
No, I mean, I get it. Listen.
Do what makes you happy, because people probably think I have a lot of dumb hobbies. One of my hobbies is collecting nipple clamps, and that's not for everybody. Ellen Marsh does not have a nipple clamp collection.
I was going to say, who cares if my nipples look like strips of prosciutto now. I don't care. I love it. I don't care. I also think that probably, like, if you live, you know, in the countryside where you can actually see stars, because living in New York City, you can't really see the stars.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's a beautiful moment.
Okay, he's not a good guy, Joseph. Keep going.
No, he's a piece of shit. Eventually, Thad is like, you know, I've also been hanging out with this guy named Gordon McHorter, which sounds like a character in a Dr. Seuss book. And Katie's like, okay, well, tell me about him. And Thad, who is always honest, is like, well, Gordon's been arrested before. And he's got a bit of a torrid past. But you know what? I'm helping him out. I'm helping him on the straight and narrow. Okay, because you're so good at that. So now it's time for Thad's fourth and final semester at NASA.
On our drive to NASA, I told him, I said, you know, I just feel like you're going to cheat on me again. He did tell me that he did love me, but I still felt a little gut feeling inside of me just telling me that something was going to happen.
Never ignore your gut.
Yep. When your gut says something, listen to that bitch.
So fast forward 3 weeks later, Katie's hunch was right because she had been planning on going to visit Thad in Houston for the 4th of July. But every time she tried to get in touch with him, every phone call to be like, hey, let's make these plans happen. When should I come? All of that. She couldn't get in touch with him. And one day, Thad's roommate finally answers and he's like, hey, hi, Katie. Look, this is awkward. I just got in from stargazing. I smell a little bit like pee, but I love it. I love it. I don't know how to tell you this, but Thad has moved out. And she's like, moved out? Where did he go? And he says, he moved in with his new girlfriend named Tiffany, who's an intern at NASA.
And she's like, I think I want to be alone now, alone now.
That bitch Tiffany is gonna get run down with my car. It's a cruel thing to do to this person after she's been through so much. What a piece of shit.
Yeah, and Katie's on her last straw. I mean, she had too many straws to begin with, but you do you, Katie. So she tells her family, she's like, this is it. I'm going to file for divorce. But Katie's a down bitch because she doesn't call him. She doesn't text. She doesn't email. Oh, no. She hops on a plane. She grabs up all her air miles and she goes down to Texas and she confronts him. And he's like, no, baby, I love you. I don't love her. I love you. And she's like, well, I would love to get a divorce. And he's begging her to reconsider. And she is over it.
Well, Thad goes on to say, oh, I'm only with Tiffany because I'm using her.
That doesn't make me feel good.
What the fuck? Oh, baby, I'm just with her because I'm using her for things. Oh, no. That puts a beautiful light on you. Oh, I feel so much better. Thank you so much. She ain't trying to hear this shit. So she goes back to Utah. But before she can file for divorce, Katie gets a collect call on July 2nd.
It was a Sunday. I was just at my home. And it said from Thad. And that didn't really make sense, but I accepted the charges anyways. And on the phone, he told me that he was calling me from prison. And I said, what are you doing in prison?
Katie is so sweet, and she is so pretty, and her bangs are so 90s. There's really only one reason people call from prison. He's like, oh, I'm doing a research project on bad decisions over here for NASA. No, bitch. He stole moon rocks from NASA and tried to sell them, and he was caught by the FBI.
Yeah, it turns out that Thad had broken into his mentor, Dr. Gibson's laboratory, and stole those moon rocks. Now, he enlisted the help of his friend Gordon, who he was getting on the straight and narrow to help him find a potential buyer on the World Wide Web. So they come up with an alias named Orb Robinson. Y'all are fucking stupid. And they're looking, you know, they're trying to sell the rocks, and they had a bunch of potential buyers. But then they find one named Axel Emmerman, who was a collector from Belgium. And Axel was like, something ain't right here, because moon rocks are not something that you can go pick up at the Nature Company from the 90s. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The best thing you could get from there is a Sounds of Nature CD. Remember those?
Or those little Zen gardens made of sand and you just had sand on your carpet.
Yeah. Honey, you better get this vacuum cleaner in here and vacuum up all this Zen. It's Zen everywhere. I'm sick of this Zen. Zen on the walls, Zen on the floor, Zen in the bed, no more Zen.
Ew, I just stepped on something. It's fine. It's the Zen. Just go around it. It's fine. So the FBI gets involved, and Special Agent Nance was like, I got it from here. So he goes to this Belgium guy, and he's like, we need to figure out a plan, because you're right, Belgian guy. This is not cool. You can't sell moon rocks on the internet. And he was like, yeah, that's what I figured. Is that how they talk? How do they talk in Belgium?
I don't know if y'all know this, but there is a very high concentration of Swedish folks over in Belgium. Yeah.
Oh, like the time that you made Ronald McDonald sound Swedish? Ronald McDonald said, come on over
have
here.
Have a cheeseburger. I believe what he said was, he has an accent. He was like, yeah, come over here and play in the balls where the kids pee. And cheeseburger.
Ronald McDonald is from Sweden.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Say he's more. Like, hoogie, 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 burgers and nuggets.
Sir, you are not good at accents, okay?
I stand by my decision that Ronald McDonald is Swedish.
Come and play in my playhouse. So he was like, yeah, I am from Belgium, and I can't make it to the US of A because the flight's very expensive, very astronomical, but... Do you have a Belgium accent?
I mean, it depends. There's the French side, and then the other side, I can't think of what they speak. But I'm also like, okay, I want to call you J.K. Rowling because you're really doubling down on this accent.
I don't know what it is. He's like, I have family in America.
Just do a goddamn American accent.
I have family in the US of A, and you can contact them. So really, this was all a setup so that the FBI could take over correspondence.
FBI Special Agent Nick Nance took on the role of the sister-in-law.
My undercover name was Lynn Briley. I took over the email correspondence between Thad and Axel Immerman's sister-in-law, which was, in effect, me.
So at this point, Thad is like, great, I have a buyer. And he gets two interns from NASA to help him, one of them being his new girlfriend, Tiffany Fowler. So Thad breaks into Dr. Gibson's office, cannot get into the safe where all of the moon rocks are. So this man goes, you know what we'll do? We'll just steal the whole safe, all 600 pounds of it. How the fuck do you do that without making a spectacle of yourself?
I feel like that's a really bad heist. Like, I'm just thinking of the Great Muppet Caper when they're going to steal the Fabulous Baseball Diamond.
Miss Piggy
and they're
stole
like
my jewels.
Tiptoeing around and they're like, just take the whole thing. They're wheeling a 600-pound safe. The moon rocks are little. They're little. It's not like the moon. It's just little tiny pieces of the moon.
Yeah, they're wheeling out this 600-pound safe while animals going, moon rocks! Moon rocks!
He's like, put that 600-pound safe in my Grand Jeep Cherokee. And I actually find it so hilarious. The reason that they couldn't get into the safe was they couldn't pick a lock. You work for NASA and you can't pick a lock, my guy? That, it just sounds like so many fails just right in a row. I would think that would be day number one at NASA is like picking a lock.
I mean, I don't know about you, but Thad doesn't sound like the sharpest tool in the shed. But that's me. Anyway, a few days later, Thad and girlfriend Tiffany drive the safe to Orlando because everything great happens in Florida. Mm-hmm. And they're going to meet friend Gordon and this potential buyer. But instead, on July 20th, Thad and Tiffany unknowingly meet up with the FBI. And that's where the FBI says, y'all are so fucking stupid for people who stare at the stars all day. Y'all are dumb as fuck.
So it turns out, within that safe, we see the little tackle box, you know, the crime scene photos of the actual moon rocks. And you're like, oh, cool, little vials of moon pieces. Those little pieces were worth $21 million.
Yeah, this isn't like stealing a mascara from the CVS, okay? This is a grand scheme. Also, they said that there was Martian meteorites in there, and I was like, this is not a real thing. I need some Martian being like, these aren't my meteorites. Like, what? I don't understand.
Some little Martian comes down and is like, I've been looking for those earrings.
Some Martian being like, those are not meteorites. Those are my anal beads. Anyway... Hold on to your butts, because there's more. Remember those gifts that Thad said he received from the local museum he worked at because they just loved him so much? Yeah, mm-hmm. Those were not gifts. Those were stolen items. And I'm not talking about just rocks. This wasn't some, like, piece of granite from Belgium.
Yeah, we love granite. Granite is the stone of our country.
Do you know what we love? Waffles and granite. Everybody knows that. What did you bring me back from Belgium? This granite.
In fact, if you go to the center of town, there is a giant waffle statue made from granite. Two birds with one stone. Anyway.
Someone is going to school us on what a Belgium accent sounds like.
Well, subsequent to Thad's arrest, he and Katie's home was searched, and we found dinosaur bones and some other fossils that he had stolen from the Utah Museum of Natural History, where he had previously worked.
He took them like he was just stealing a chapstick or something. It doesn't make any sense.
I would think they'd have trackers on them. So in December 2002, Thad pled guilty to theft of U.S. government property. And he was sentenced to, you all, they say this, 100 months in prison. Is it a fucking baby? Little Easton. He's 100 months old. What's 100 months? That's like eight years.
It's almost 9 years, because here at ITN, we do math.
And just say that. 100 months? Come on.
From prison, Thad refused to sign the divorce papers, right? He wrote Katie every day, begged her to stay with him, and Katie stood on business. Good for you, Katie, because 4 months later, he finally signed the divorce papers, and that was that for Thad. She was like, good luck with your project. And now Katie is remarried. She's very happy. She has a 4-year-old daughter, and she found a way to rewrite her story. Good for her.
Yeah.
My husband now, James, I met him at the gym. So I actually have Thad to thank for that. Because had he not said the things to me that he said, or pushed me in the directions that he pushed me into, I never would have tried to better myself.
So that's where the episode ends. Not in the episode, they didn't talk about the other accomplice, the other intern. Her name was Shay Sauer. And Tiffany and Shay both received 6 months of home confinement. Gordon, however, since he had a criminal past, he was sentenced to 6 years in prison. So I don't know why he got less time. I don't know if because Thad was the ringleader. Thad got like 8 years. Gordon got 6. I don't know why the women got less.
He probably got a plea deal.
Maybe. Yeah, but they didn't serve any jail time. They were just confined to their homes, which honestly doesn't sound so bad.
Oh my God, that sounds like
I'd be like, oh, I can't. I'm on home confinement. I can't go to your baby shower. Home confinement. Ugh, dang it. Have another baby next year. And I found Thad Roberts.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep. He is out and about. He is a public speaker. He has written books. He wrote several books, a book called 44, Einstein's Intuition, a book called Moon Rock, and a book called Passages of Sex on the Moon, because it turned out he did a CBS interview in 2012, and he said that he didn't want to steal the rocks to sell them for money, which is weird because he had said that to Katie previously. He said he did it to impress his girlfriend because they took the rocks, put them underneath the bed so they could have sex on the moon.
Baby, even if that was the reason, it's still a crime!
But he's out there. His full name, Thad Roberts, he's on Instagram. You can book him for a public speaking gig. We should book him for like a Patreon Zoom call just to be like, the fuck? So yeah, Thad is everywhere on the internet. He is like, let me tell you this funny thing that I did. Could you imagine? It's the biggest heist that NASA has ever had.
What a clown.
Truly. Say something funny.
Well, if there's anything I've learned from this episode and past experiences, never underestimate the will of a narcissist to write a book and shove it down your throat.
Play the music. Play the music.
My media rights.
Now, Now, bitches, oh gosh, this show is such a palate cleanser. It is so good and so bad. Hey, listen, if you want some more episodes of us, don't forget to join us over on the Patreon, where you can find hundreds of bonus episodes. We got City Confidential. We got American Homicide. We got Joe Kenda over there. We got Pink Collar Crimes over there. We got the highs, the lows, the everything in between, not to mention all of our community events. You know, we record the rundown once a week, and in one of our tiers, you can sit in live every week, watch us record the rundown. You can actually see how dumb we really are, live and in person, over there at www.patreon.com/ithinknot. There's all kinds of goodies. We got merch boxes coming out for you. What else, Joey?
Also, follow us on social media. You can find us on all platforms at ithinknotpod. Keep up to date with all of our announcements and connect with other DBs in our Facebook group, which is the I Think Not Podcast Facebook discussion group. And listen, wherever you land on any of this, we'll be here every Wednesday in your ears for free, and we're just glad you are.
And let me just tell you something else about that, because we have our Instagram, we have our Facebook group, and something that never ceases to amaze Joey and I is the sense of community that you all have built and found with each other. There were people coming and matching t-shirts, making friends. You all, it's hard making friends sometimes as an adult. You know, you're stuck in offices and stores and locations and schools with people who might not share the same likes and dislikes and interests. Come over here and be a weirdo with us. It is a beautiful community, and seeing it live and in person these past couple weeks, like we do every year, it just fills us with such, I don't know, I feel like it's just like a big group hug. So join the Facebook group. We all have anxiety around meeting people and talking and sometimes even posting, but I promise you, there is a little tiny pocket of the internet called our Facebook group where you are loved on, you are appreciated, and you are respected, and we love you so much.
We sure do, and I love you too, Yellen Marie Marsh.
I love you, Joey.
Love you, DBs.
I love you now, bitches.
Bye.
I got a moon cock. Your mission where you spread the...
Oh, Tucker, we are recording.
Doing long distance, and Kaylee obviously didn't want to be away from her
Katie!
Sorry.
I hate saying that. It's just annoying me.
Nope. Nope.
Nope.
Cut that. Cut that.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.